I'm Skylar Myers here with your weekend wrap-up of international news. Taiwan successfully tested 3 U.S.-made Patriot missiles today. The show of strength comes as China conducted its own exercises, testing its readiness to invade the island. While both countries routinely practice military drills, the coincidence in timing will likely incite tensions between them. China views Taiwan as a renegade province and has vowed to attack if the island declares independence. Bulgaria's former king, Simeon II, won the country's general elections with over 45% of the vote so far. His victory marks the first political return of a European monarch in a former communist state. Simeon II had been exiled for over 50 years and only returned earlier this year. While he did not personally run for parliament, Simeon's National Movement Party won a wide majority, and under the Constitution he could become prime minister. Thousands of Holocaust survivors who were forced into Nazi slave labor have finally begun to receive compensation. The first round of payments went to 10,000 Jews worldwide and to another 10,000 non-Jews in the Czech Republic. Each recipient was wired $4,400, and 160,000 more survivors are eligible for compensation. The payments were delayed for 2 years due to legal wrangling, and many believe the settlement is no substitute for justice. And finally, thousands of Zambians gathered to witness the first solar eclipse of the new millennium. The eclipse tracked across Africa and was also visible in Angola, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and Madagascar. However, the majority of eclipse tourism was centered in Zambia due to instability elsewhere. That's this weekend's International Report. I'm Skylar Myers. Good night.